Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our subject today is mind your language. Mind your language. And Jesus spoke in Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 and 37, where he said, "But I tell you that man will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned." Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever met someone who talks continuously? They talk and talk and never stop. Research shows that 40% of a person's speech is about themselves. Talking about oneself can activate the reward center of the brain. In conversation, it is important that we listen more than what we speak. Take a moment of silence and stop speaking to improve your listening skills. Give attention to what the other person says. Think of tennis. In tennis, you have a small ball, it goes forward and backward from one side to the other, from one person to the other. In the same way, our conversation should be. But you can put a mental timer. In the first few seconds of a conversation, you have someone's full attention. But the longer you go on, the less they listen to you. Particularly if you go close to a minute of talking, those people stop listening. And they don't give you attention and maybe even be aggravated. Notice the listeners, look at them when you talk. If you tend to over-talk, pay extra attention to the body language of the person you're talking to. If people start to look around to check their watch, take their hand and smartphone, you know that you have overspoken. You have talked too long. This applies to conversation with another person, but also it applies to our prayers. Some people are not interested what others say. They just want to say and tell their own ideas. As I said, 40% of a person's speech is about themselves. In prayer, many are talking about themselves. They don't even notice that they're talking to God. And they talk and talk and talk. But God knows everything. He knows before you say it. And particularly he knows everything about the other person. So you don't need to talk about the other person. Use the time to give him glory, to exalt his name. What do you need to know is that all your words are heard. All your words are heard. They are in the spiritual realm. Your words are in the spiritual realm and they bring results. Praying is speaking into the spiritual realm because God is a spirit. If we expect that our prayers are answered, we have to believe that they are heard. So whether we speak good or evil, our words are heard, and we will have results. This applies to all areas of life. If you speak positive about something, you can be sure that what you have said will come to you. The same thing is when you talk negative. If you speak in anger, your angry words are also heard. Our words carry significant weight, and they reflect the condition of our heart. If your heart is good, your words are good. Jesus said, the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Careless words can have lasting impacts. And we must be mindful about what we say. Many speak careless words and they cause quarrels, they cause wars, all because of words. Careless is a lack of care. Careless words can damage a person's self-worth. It can cause a person to get depression and even to cause them to commit suicide. Your words have so much power. If you speak careless, negative words to a child, it will grow low self-esteem, will have problems throughout his life unless healing took place. Every word spoken will be accounted for on the day of judgment. Praise the Lord. This should encourage us to speak with intention and integrity, knowing that God hears everything. Our speech reflects our inner spiritual state. By cultivating a heart aligned with God's will, our words will naturally follow suit. Practically, we should strive to content our tongue, avoid gossip and slander and idle talk, and instead speak words that build up and encourage others. When we fail in our speech, we should ask the Holy Spirit to help us to grow in this area, because to become more Christ-like in our communication. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 19, it says, when words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. Let us be wise. Speaking less and choosing words carefully reflects wisdom and self-control. While excessive talk often leads to careless and harmful speech. The Bible speaks a lot about words that we should speak and those that we should not. As an example, Jesus said, going to all the world and preach the gospel. So we have to speak, but we have to speak the right words. In Proverbs 18:21, it says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Power and life and death is in your tongue. Wow, it's powerful. With your tongue, you can lift up somebody, or you can bring them down. How much trouble has happened because of gossip and bad and evil talk? Most problems in any society, whether high society or low society, the same, have been caused by gossip. You hear something and you pass it on without checking whether it is true or not. Before you talk something, find out, is it true? Is it profitable? necessary? Does it lift up the hearer? Before you slander someone, find out if a person had reason to do or say that particular thing. Many slander has been spread, and if you're honest, it was not about the person, it was about yourself. When you point to somebody else, you lift yourself up. Oh, look, I'm not that bad, I'm much better. So you elevate yourself in pride. How can you judge someone who has been made in the image of God? Isn't he the one who will judge? In James chapter 3, verse 9, he wrote, "With it we bless our Lord and Father," and with it, that means the tongue, "with it we bless our Lord and our Father, and with it we curse people who have been made in the likeness of God." So we use a tongue for good and for evil. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 37, Jesus was talking about the significance of words in relation to a person's spiritual condition in the judgment. It says, "By your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned." Jesus was speaking to a group of Pharisees who had just accused Jesus of being demon-possessed. Jesus called them a brood of vipers and asked them, "How can you who are evil say anything good?" An evil person can never say anything good. Just as vipers have a mouthful of poison, so the Pharisees had evil words concerning the Savior. So when Jesus warned the Pharisees of the coming judgment, at which they will be accountable for their words, there's no better judge to a person's heart than the words he allows to come forth from his mouth. Just like good trees produce good fruit and bad trees produce bad fruit, the mouth reveals the heart's condition. But it's not just evil words for which people must be given account. Jesus said, "Every careless or idle word can also be used in judgment against the speaker." Even the slightest sin, the smallest deviation from God's perfection, will condemn a person in God's eyes. The Pharisees' sin was great. They had blasphemed the Lord of glory, the Almighty God, with their words. But even seemingly insignificant words, sometimes accused as slipped, my tongue has slipped, are considered sinful if they do not bring glory to God. Ephesians 4:29 sets the standard. It says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." So it should always benefit those people who listen to us. And James chapter 3, verse 8 tells us how hard it is to control the tongue. James 3:18 says, "But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison." And James wrote about this in James 4:11 and 12. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and the judge and judges the law. But if you are to judge the law, you are not the doer, but the judge. The law, if you are not the doer of the law, you're a judge. Then there is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? Very strong words. Very strong words. Given the weighty consequences of our words, even our careless word ones, we must learn to yield our body members, including our tongue, to control according to the Holy Spirit, the only God one who can tame our tongue. David said in Psalm 141, verse 3, set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Shut your mouth. Put your hand over it so I cannot talk. So the question means, how can we avoid careless words? How can we avoid? In Colossians 3:8 it says, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Put to death every evil. Every evil word, put it to death. In Colossians 3:5, it says, Paul says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Put it to death. If you put something to death, or cast it out, the space must be filled with something good. When you are angry about something or someone, don't talk. Keep quiet until your anger slows down. Fill your vocabulary with good things. TV programs often use bad language, and if you take that in, it can so work in you that next time you open your mouth, evil is coming out. Rather watch nice and good things. Read the Bible and what it says about the new life as a Christian. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind has to be renewed. We are in a world where evil is everywhere. Wherever we go, we hear bad and filthy language. It affects our mind so much that over time, we use the same language. Therefore, our mind must be transformed. It must be made new. We are born again, and everything is new, but still our mind needs to be transformed. Our thinking must be changed. The poles must be exchanged. To be able to do this, we have to think good things. Paul wrote to the Philippians about this. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Meditate on these things. So remember this Bible verse and repeat it and read it many times, it has to go in. If you meditate on good things, your mind will be transformed. The second thing to change your language is by purposely making good remarks about others. Instead of saying, "He looks ugly," you say, "God has made him unique." Everyone has a beauty, and there is no bad-looking person. The only bad-looking person is an angry person. God has made us, he never made a mistake. He never made a mistake. He has created us as man and woman, and there is no between. There is no need to make a beauty operation like some people are doing. Accept your body as beautiful because God has given it to you. So we make good comments about ourselves and to other people. Wish them a nice day, whether you are in the bus, in a train, or in a shop, say, "Have a nice day." Even people who insult you, you say, "I wish you a nice day." I heard of a marriage couple. The man was not a good husband. And the woman prayed and prayed and fasted, and nothing changed. It got worse and worse. The woman complained in prayer. She was praying and praying and praying and fasting and fasting, and the man just got worse. She complained to her friends, she complained to the pastor, she complained to God. Then someone said, "Why don't you make him compliments?" "What? What should I do?" But she started, instead of complaining, she made compliments. She didn't pray anymore for him, but she praised God. She didn't ask God to change him, but she thanked God for the husband as he was. Within a short time, the husband changed. He became the best husband that you can have. By changing our mind and our language, we change ourselves, and those around us will also change. It has a domino effect. Things turn out much better. The children are more relaxed. They get better school notes. They improve. Because things change when you see when you use the right language. So think about the good things of life. Think about what is beautiful, and it will change your life and the life of those around us. Use polite language. The more you do it, the easier it will become. Make compliments. Open the door for someone. Let another person sit in the train and stand up if there is no seat. Wish a person a nice day. As example, in the bus, you wish the person next to you a nice day, and also to the driver. And you will be surprised how people react. Happy people never use bad or insulting language. Remember to think about good things and cast out bad thoughts. Reject what is not nice. Reject gossip and say, "I don't want to hear." If someone comes to you and says, "Oh, you know, this person, this and that," I say, "I don't want to hear." By doing these things, you change your mind. The more you do, the more you are used to good language. And remember, you have to give an account of every careless word that you speak. So therefore, it is better to have good and clear language. Be blessed, you who are, you are the most pleasant people. Thank you for listening so attentively. That is a good command. Amen.
Amen.